Troutness email, or sorry, tweets the show and says, "Don't worry, the Rutgers talk is interesting. Nothing else to do on a bye week." Thanks, man. I'm glad we weren't turning anybody away. I just said it's probably the only time Rutgers is interesting, but I feel like they're only interesting when it comes to like controversy. And I think there's still stuff going on there. All right, a guy who I know would never big league us unless he had to is Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald. We're going to be talking to him a little bit ago, but Stu, you got some breaking news in the state volleyball championships. What's going on out there?
Well, the number one team in the state got beaten 4 sets by this Miller North team that I think has a chip on its shoulder out for Mission. You know, they're the defending champions, but they took care of Papios Monarchs 3-1, gave up the first set, and then rolled in the next two, and I believe the fourth set score was 25-16. So none of those three were, or none of the last two were that close. If I remember right, the second mat or the second set was closer, like maybe 25-22. But huge upset in the fact that it goes against the seedings, but you got the defending champion, and you know they're the team that had 14 losses assessed to them for playing an eligible player, and it looks like they are that's motivating.
You'll have to remind me on this. Now, I know Miller North sort of had a little bit of a run recently. They were good. Papillion and Papillion South have been very solid here before, too. So is it just kind of taking turns on which program is just a little bit better?
It seems like it. Yeah, I mean, Miller North, I think, has won either two of the last three or three of the last four. Mm-hmm. Papio's been in there. You know, Marion's been consistently in the hunt. Miller North took out the Crusaders and districts again because the seeding issues that came with the, you know, Miller North during the season was 24-10, but with the 14 forfeits, they go to 10-24. So now they're 11-24 officially, and they're going to play the winner of this next matchup between Gretna and Millard West. And honestly, from Mike Patterson's perspective, the top team in the state right now is still alive. It's number two Scott, and they just hammered Hastings. They gave the Skyhawks gave up 13 points in 3 games.
Okay, I need to know about this. Now, what happened with this Miller North team with having to forfeit some wins here?
There's a May 1st clause in the transfer rules for the state. And a player from Miller North from last year, her family put her on, said they were going to transfer her to Burke. So she goes on the May 1st transfer list. Kind of think of it like the NCAA portal.
You're right.
For transfers. Well, in the interim, after her name goes on, a counselor at the school at Miller North suggests that she stay and finish, and so the family agrees, but her name is on that list. And Miller North, for some reason, did not catch it, and because she has to sit out 90 days. If you return to your home school, your home district school, after going on that May 1st list, you know, kind of taking yourself out of the portal, you still have to sit 90 days under state rule.
Okay.
So Miller North was probably derelict, perhaps, in not going to that list and checking to make sure that, you know, who was on that May 1st list, and then checking against its roster, you know, enrollment roster for the whole school. Because you got kids doing this all the time. They're you know, any transfer basically from school to school without a parent move requires you to go on this May 1st list. So clerical error, long story short, somebody turns in the infraction mid-season. Millard North loses 14 victories. They were sitting fourth in the wild card standings at the time in the point standings. They dropped into the 20s. They go to the Metro Final as like a 13 seed in the conference tourney. So they go to the final there, and then in districts, they're like a number 22 seed and playing Omaha Marion in the first round of districts, knocked out Marion in 5. Marion ends up not going to state because they can't get the wild card. And now Miller North takes out another top team here. So You know, the Mustangs still have their title hopes alive, and the Monarchs are going home.
Wow. That is a major development.
It's strange.
Yes, it is. And in state volleyball, stay tuned there. I want to get your thoughts, though. We got some high school playoffs. They resume tomorrow night in classes A, B, and C. And I want to start in class A, where for the most part it was chalk. I know in class B it was straight up chalk in the first round. But some of the more intriguing matchups, I want to start with Omaha Burke taking on Bellevue West. Obviously, Bellevue West has looked the part, even though with a 4 seed, but when you do see them taking on Burke, do you anticipate this with the talent on both of these teams? This should be one of the better ones?
Oh, I like all four matchups, but, you know, this one's got the star quality. Let's be honest. You got the top two receivers and the top two passers in Class A, and mm-hmm. we all know who the receivers are, but it's a pair of Xaviers, one with an X and one with a Z, and maybe that's the receiver positions they play in college. I don't know. But you got Xavier Best, or excuse me, Xavier Watts with a Z, Xavier Best with a Z, and we're going to see those two go at each other when Xavier Best is on offense, Xavier Watts, who I put on defense last year for all Nebraska, is on defense for Burke. That's going to be a terrific one-on-one matchup. You know, I mean, that I'm sending Dirk Chatlin to that game tomorrow, and that was one of the carrots I put out there. Is you got to see those two go at it, and you got two top quarterbacks in Nate Lanz, and actually both these kids were at different schools last year. The quarterbacks, Nate Lanz was at Millard West, and Reed Burke was at Prep. And now here they are with their teams in the state quarterfinals.
The other one that I'm kind of curious about is because I have not heard as much about Lincoln Southeast this year, even though they come in as a number 2 seed, taking on a talented West Side team. They've got athletes. We know that. Do you think West Side, I mean, first of all, would it be an upset if West Side is able to win? And do you think Lincoln Southeast is maybe kind of that forgotten team out of all this?
I don't think they're the forgotten team. You know, they could be undefeated. In the season opener, they had a field goal taken off the board because Xavier Watts with an X jumped offside, killed the play. Southeastern made the field goal. They had to re-kick from 5 yards shorter because the play was dead. The kid missed the field goal, and Burke wins 16-14. Now, Southeast then beat Westside 22-17 after trailing 17-7 going to the fourth quarter. So those three teams, when they throw Burke in there, are really close together. And I would say the X factor for Westside is Devontae Dickerson, who has his offers from LSU and Ohio State look really good right now, don't they?
Yeah.
When you're looking at the college football playoff standings. But he was dinged up, banged up early in the season. He had a good week last week in the first round. If he can break a couple big plays, I think it's going to be hard on Southeast to play catch up again. Last time Westside lost Holmstrom, it's a good two-way player late in the third quarter, and that helped Southeast come back. You know, I'm picking Southeast, but a Westside win would not be out of the consideration.
All right, lastly, Stu, I want to get your thoughts, though. Millard West, as they are the number 1 seed, they've looked very impressive, obviously. When you look at their matchup tomorrow night, is there any concern that Elkhorn South could pull off that upset?
Oh, again, you know, if Elkhorn South is a little opportunistic, Millard West has taken care of the ball decently, well, better than decently, and has only given up 180 points a game. I think that's the 39 points yards. That's the key factor there is how much can Elkhorn South dent Millard West defense and can they get into the end zone? Eli Husted is there, the Storm's leading rusher and receiver. Elliot Brown is their quarterback. I think his touchdown to interception ratio, however, is like 13 to 10. So he's got to take care of the ball. And Millard West is very good on defense. They've got the ball hawks and, you know, with Tristan Gomes on offense as Millard West quarterback, he's got two very good receivers, and they play all over the place, too, in Dallas Beanham and Caden Oderman. So I think Elkhorn South is going to have to try and keep this close and, you know, kind of show up with their lines. I think Millard West maybe has the best set of lines in Class A, but remember, Elkhorn South's got a couple highly touted young linemen, Zadica and and Husker commit Teddy Prochaska, they're going to have to step up tomorrow night against one of the top defenses in the state.
Very busy time for the hardworking folks, the Omaha World Herald, giving you all of your high school coverage. State volleyball going on. State playoffs continue. I know Classes D got underway this week, again, or resumed this week, and now you got the big Class A, B, and C matchups tomorrow, resuming high school football playoffs. Go to theomaha.com for all of the latest. Stu, appreciate it. Hang in there. We'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it. I would never big leak you guys. So
we know that. Appreciate it, Stu.